My friends in Christ, last evening I did a little FaceTime with my nephew and namesake Michael and his wife Danielle and their boys, Jack and Owen. And they told me they live in the San Francisco Bay Area. And they told me they were looking forward to the live stream mass this morning and looking forward to celebrating Mother's Day that way and looking forward to what I had to say about Mother's Day. I told them that, you know, Mother's Day is really not a church feast. It's a kind of a national, wonderful day for mothers, but it's not a church feast. But I think I must have sounded a little stodgy when I said that. They couldn't imagine that we wouldn't be celebrating Mother's Day. Why wouldn't we? Well, I'm going to say something later on in the Mass about mothers, certainly. I would take my life in my hands if I didn't, and of course I want to. But for now, I'm going to concentrate on Easter. But be assured that all through the Mass, I am praying for all of you who are mothers, praying very earnestly. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of God who called you out of darkness into marvelous light. Those words are from the first letter of Peter. We heard them in the second reading. But they draw on important passages from the Jewish scriptures, from Exodus and Isaiah. They are words that speak about the vocation of God's holy people. And so important are those words that when we were renovating the cathedral over 25 years ago now, I was eager to have them carved right into the stone floor around the baptistry, where they are to this very day. Chosen race, royal priesthood, holy nation, God's own people. The late great Jesuit preacher and theologian, Father Walter Burkhardt, liked to call them four titles of honor, and they are surely that. And I would add that they are way ahead of and far more important than other titles of honor the Church is rather fond of, like Your Holiness, Your Eminence, Your Excellency, or even Very Reverend. In the Jewish scriptures, they were titles given to God's chosen people to remind them who they were. Then in the New Testament, they became titles for all the baptized. They point out the unique dignity, the high calling of each and every member of the Church. Let me say just a word about each of those titles of honor. First, chosen race. We who have been baptized into Christ Jesus are chosen, chosen by God. There is no chance here, only choice. And the choice is God's, not ours. For reasons we will never be able to grasp, God has chosen us. God loves us passionately and unconditionally, loves us as individuals, loves us as a community of believers. We are indeed called. We are chosen. We are also a royal priesthood. For Catholics, this truth can all too easily be overlooked because when we think of priest, we typically think of people like me. But long before anyone like me can ever be called a priest, all of us are priests. That's because all of us in baptism were anointed and made one in Jesus Christ, who is really the only priest. And the priestly sacrifice he offered on the cross becomes ours here at Mass when we offer our lives, our pains, our joys, and the pains and joys of the world, offer them to God along with Jesus, the priest. We are indeed a royal priesthood. The third title is a holy nation. This has, of course, nothing whatever to do with nation in the political sense of the word. Here, nation means community. We are a holy community. Now, holy, I know, can be an off-putting word, suggesting people who go about like plaster statues. But holy we are. Even with all our sins and failings as individuals and as a church, we are holy because God's Spirit lives and breathes within us. The great Saint Augustine, when he would begin a homily, he would address the people as your holiness. Maybe I should try that. The fourth title is God's Own People. That's another way of saying God's own possession. And we are that, my friends. We have been purchased at a great price with the precious blood of Christ. We belong to God. We are God's very own. Now, I realize that those exalted titles don't always ring true for us, that we are often more aware of our dark side than of our dignity. We believe, yes, but we also doubt. We hope, but sometimes we kind of give up. We love, but not always. We can be all too human, but that does not for one moment deny that we are touched by divinity, infused with divinity. The early church fathers were fond of saying that Christ became human so that humans might become divine. Think of that for a moment. It's true. And of course, not only is it true, it has profound implications for how we live our lives. Who we are should be reflected in what we do. Notice I said we, every one of us. By virtue of our baptism, we are to preach the gospel, to live the gospel. We've all heard, I'm sure, those words attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. Preach the gospel always, using words when necessary. Often, more important than the words we speak are the lives we lead, the principles we live by, the positions we espouse. These are the things that really tell people who we are. Let me offer one example. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel we have been called to preach and to live, is, to borrow words from St. John Paul II, the gospel of life. And here I quote, "It is the gospel that deeply values and honors each and every human person, without exception, beginning with God's precious gift of life in the womb and ending with God's call at death, fostering, nurturing, and supporting that life at every step along the way." And this is how Pope Francis put it in his apostolic exhortation, "Rejoice and be glad." Again, I quote, "Our defense of the innocent unborn needs to be clear, firm, and passionate, for at stake is the dignity of a human life, which is always sacred. Equally sacred, however, equally sacred, are the lives of the poor, those already born, the destitute, the abandoned, and the underprivileged, the vulnerable, infirm, and elderly, the victims of human trafficking, new forms of slavery, victims of every sort of rejection." End of Pope Francis' quote. The gospel of life, my friends. We are to preach this gospel in its breadth and depth, using our voice to advocate for it, and our vote to elect candidates who demonstrate a commitment not to just one, but to each and every one of those issues that Pope Francis and Pope John talked about so passionately. My friends in Christ, I've offered but one example of what it means to live out our baptismal call. There are many. As a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, we have got our work cut out for us. We do. And where better to start than right here at the Lord's table, where Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, becomes our very life.